Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in-depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. Today's verse that we will be covering is once again from Surah Baqarah, and the verse number is 265. What you may have noticed is that over the past few days, we've been covering some parables that have all been bunched together. Verse number 260, 261, 262, 263, 264. Like, this is what we've been discussing for the past few days. And the reason is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this issue to be very clear. That way, we understand the purpose behind our ibadah. And when we do go forward with doing this good deed, we carry the right perspective. So 2 days ago we talked about just spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the example of the one who spends, however due to lack of sincerity, that person ends up bragging. لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 265 of Surah Al-Baqarah, He gives one last example in relation to this bunch of verses that have come together regarding spending in the path of Allah. In the previous verse, Allah talked about the one who was insincere. Therefore, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the one who gives in the path of Allah sincerely. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This group of people, when they're spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are spending with two main goals. The first thing that they're looking for, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. They are searching for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they're doing it. It's not like they don't like their money. It's not that they don't have ideas of how they can spend this money. It's not that they desire the money themselves. They desire it. They have plans on how to spend it. They've worked hard to earn it. But they still decide to part with it. Why? ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Seeking for that pleasure of Allah. Because what they know is that no matter how dear it is for them to keep that money, what's more meaningful to them is to separate from that money. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And to affirm in their hearts their faith. They're trying to establish and prove something to themselves. Now what does this تَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ actually mean? They're spending for the pleasure of Allah, that's quite straightforward. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, to affirm something that's in their heart, in their soul, in themselves. What does this mean? And this is what the scholars have discussed in great detail. Many interpretations, many explanations. One or two I want to present in front of you today. Imam al-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, تَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَيْ أَنَّهُمْ يُوَطِّنُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ عَلَىٰ حِفْظِ هَذِهِ الطَّاعَةِ وَتَرْكِ مَا يُفْسِدُهَا. That these people, they're spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect their good deeds and to save themselves from that which will corrupt their good deeds, that which will corrupt their soul. The nature of wealth is that it creates greed in a person. And greed destroys a person. It hurts a person. I'm telling you, look at the world around you. We don't have a lack of resources in this world. No human being can ever claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did zulm on the insan by creating so many human beings in the world and He didn't give them provisions to live. That's not a true statement. What's happened though is that there is a 1% that has become so greedy that they've decided to hoard all of these resources for themselves, and at the bottom you have people that are suffering and struggling, and you have famine and you have starvation. This is a result of greed. So tathbitam min anfusihim, these people are trying to affirm something in their heart. And what are they trying to affirm? They're trying to affirm that, Ya Allah, we want nothing to do with anything that'll corrupt our soul. We want to be pure people. We want to be sincere people. The problem with giving in the path of Allah is that every time we talk about giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone assumes that this discussion is directed at the person next to them. They don't appreciate that the discussion is directed to them actually. And I've seen this in many religious circles. People think that, you know, I'm already praying, I'm already doing my umrah, I'm already fasting. Sadaqah is for people who are sinners and going to Jahannam. That's how they save themselves, not me. I'm already going to Jannah. There's this delusion that we have in our mind, unfortunately, where we're fooled and we believe that the message isn't directed to us. And giving and separating from your wealth has nothing to do with the amount you're giving, actually. It has much more to do with the quality you give. Note here in these verses, and in the entire Quran, you don't find anywhere, the entire collection of hadith, you don't find anywhere where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions a virtue for someone who gives a particular dollar amount. Give 100 dinar, go to Jannah. Have you ever read a narration like this? No. Give 10 dinar, go to Jannah. Have you ever heard of this before? I mean, I've heard, read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. Like, there are numbers when it comes to tasbihat and dhikr and ibadah, but I've never read any narration that says, give 2 dinar and go to Jannah. Even though that's a very small amount. I've never come across any verse of the Quran that says, give 100 dirham, go to Jannah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't interested in your money. He isn't interested in the dollar amount. It's not about how much you have, it's about the sacrifice that you're willing to make, the statement you're willing to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the second reason Imam Ar-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, the second explanation Imam Fakhruddin Ar-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi states when explaining this point, where he says that these people give in the path of Allah to affirm something to themselves. What are they affirming? He says that a person can only truly benefit spiritually and grow spiritually when they make some sort of a sacrifice. If you make a sacrifice, you will spiritually grow. If you don't sacrifice, you won't spiritually grow. Once you understand this point right here, now built on this premise, he then establishes the second thing. He says, when you're making a sacrifice for the sake of Allah, you have to realize that sadaqah also carries two very great sacrifices. What are they? Al-hayatul ajila wal-mal. There are two things that the human being loves very dearly. The first is immediate pleasures. Everyone thinks of driving a Panamera Porsche. Everyone thinks of driving, you know, a Model S Tesla. Everyone's thinking of living in a 5-bedroom home in some posh neighborhood with a 10, you know, with a 10 rating school district. Like, these are all things that everyone wants. Al-hayatul ajila wal-mal, and everyone wants wealth. You know, there's no person you'll meet that says, I don't want wealth. I read this in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua to Allah, and he would say, Allahumma ahyini miskina, wa amitni miskina, wa hshurni fi zumaratil masakin. When I read this narration the first time, honestly, I wasn't sure if I was ready to even say ameen to this dua. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Oh Allah, keep me alive as a miskin, a poor person. Let me die as a poor person, and resurrect me with the poor. And I look at my state, and all we're wondering and all we're making dua to Allah for is, Ya Allah, give us more wealth. Ya Allah, give us more wealth. And there is benefit to both duas, by the way. As long as you ask Allah for barakah in your wealth, there's khayr in that too. Nonetheless, the second great thing that the human being loves very dearly is their wealth. Now when a person, they give that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make one sacrifice. And that sacrifice is that you've given your wealth. However, when you give it sincerely for the sake of Allah, for no other reason but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not doing it. Like, my kids came home one day and they said to me, Abba, at school they're doing a fundraiser and they said that if someone donates $10 or $20 or $100, they'll get this toy in return, and I really like this toy. And I said to them, look, if you want to give for that cause, let's do it. I'm willing to do that. I don't mind at all. We won't give $100, we'll give $200 because it's a good cause. There are children in the world that are suffering, and if we wish to donate, we'll do it. But the condition is we won't touch that toy. Because this is not how we do it as Muslims. We don't give because someone is luring us in. And this is unfortunately a sad reality that many Muslim organizations have fallen prey to. You go to Muslim fundraisers and they'll say, who will donate $10,000 so we can send them to Umrah? Is this a trade or are you actually giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will donate $10,000 so they can become a platinum member of our masjid? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Platinum member of the masjid? I didn't know that you can buy extra shares by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the Islam that we're familiar with. You give in the path of Allah, you're not giving so you can become a board member. You're not giving. I donated 50% of the wealth so the masjid could be built, therefore my opinion has to count. If that's what you gave, then take your money and go home. If that's what you gave, so you can have an influence, so you think you're lobbying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving more to Allah so you can influence the Quran and Sunnah and influence the deen and influence the fatawa that are given. If that's what you think, you're deluded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept your wealth if you do it only for Him. Now comes the example. كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٍ The example of one who gives sincerely for Allah, Allah says, is like كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ It's like a garden. And a garden refers to a land that is covered in greenery. A garden refers to a land that is covered in greenery. بِرَبْوَةٍ رَبْوَةٍ refers to an elevated land, الْمَكَانَ الْمُرْتَفِعُ إِرْتِفَاعًا يَسِيرًا أَوْ الْمَكَانَ الْمُرْتَفِعُ الَّتِي لَا تَجْرِي فِيهِ الْأَنْهَارِ Like a garden that is sitting in an elevated area. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when talking about Rabwa, he says it's an elevated area that water doesn't naturally come to. The only way water can reach this elevated area is if there is a asabaha wabil, if water showers down. Otherwise, rivers don't naturally go in that direction because it's elevated. Water comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on this garden. And when water hits that garden, what happens? فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ذِعْفَيْنِ This garden grows twofold. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ And even if a heavy rain doesn't come down on that land, فَطَلْ Even a small amount of rain. طَلْ is like a light drizzle or maybe like some just a light shower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ Allah is aware of what they do. Now let's just quickly understand this example and we'll close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the one who gives for the sake of Allah is like a garden sitting in an elevated area. It's special. It's above the ground. Everything else underneath it, in comparison to the one that is sincerely giving for the sake of Allah, is beneath that person in their maqam. The one who gives for the sake of Allah, the one that is sincere, will always be above the rest of the creation. That person is more near, more dear, more beloved to Allah. The second thing, when rain does fall, it will always come to that elevated area first. When Allah's mercy descends on the people of the earth, those that are sincere will be the first people to benefit. And just like when water rains on that elevated land doesn't hoard the water. It doesn't store all that water. It lets it flow after it's taken its share. And this is the example of one that is sincere and generous. When Allah's mercy comes down, that person absorbs what they need. They've provided for their family, taken care of their needs. And now what do? They let that blessing of Allah shower down. And they allow everyone else in the world to benefit. And even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy doesn't come wabil in massive amounts, like some of us may say, I don't bring back home 40,000 a year. I don't bring back home 50,000 a year. I only bring 20,000 a year home. Fatal. Even if a small amount of wealth is given to that person, even if a small amount of rain hits that ground, what will happen? It will continue to benefit. It will continue to benefit other people as well. So this is the example of those that are sincere and given the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from the generous and sincere. Wa sallallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.